passengers and daydreaming are as dangerous in the car as using your phone. A survey's found these other distractions while driving can lead to catastrophic consequences. And British tennis number one Jack Draper has been knocked out of the French Open. He made it through to the fourth round but couldn't make it past Alexander Bublik. Cameron Norrie was also knocked out by Novak Djokovic, meaning there are no Brits left in the competition.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A cloudy start in London with a chance of showers too. Clearing up later on though with highs of 19. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Hang on, my headphones aren't plugged in.
Oh dear, come on.
Morning, welcome to Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean on your Tuesday on 0345 60958 is our WhatsApp number. You are more than welcome to come and join the chat whenever you want.
Bit of a random one, just looking around at what news there is out there. Just seen Mount Etna has erupted.
That's a real blast from the past, Mount Etna.
Yeah.
I feel like I worried about that volcano for a while as a kid.
Where is that one? The Lake District?
It's Sicily.
Yeah, that's the one.
What?
What are you imagining? I wonder.
There's one in the Lake District, isn't there?
A volcano?
Yeah, that we learnt about in school geography.
Listen, you're waking up to the news that no volcanoes have erupted in the UK.
No, please do not panic. Jordan will check his sources. It's going to be a really good show today. Look, it's only 2 weeks now until the sold-out Summertime Ball with Barclay Card, and there's loads of chances today for you to win tickets. And before 7 o'clock, we could be getting you there for the coolest reason possible. We'll tell you more a bit later.
Crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. She's gonna scream, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Tennessee, oh Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
Hollywood. roses. I'll take all of the blame. I wasn't thinking, I won't put you through all that again. If you take me back, then I'ma take you through the factions. Hold on tight, cause I'm the type to make you right and take you all the way. Oh, let me give you all of me. Can we just start it out for real?
Feel on Capital Breakfast, where we can confirm there are no active volcanoes in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The last volcano to erupt was about 50 million years ago.
Okay, so touch wood shouldn't be
there isn't one in the Lake District. There you go. Chris Stark. Yes. The paddle music is playing. It's 7 minutes past six. Tell everybody what you've been up to.
I've signed up to a paddle. They call them like paddle pro-ams. So a paddle tournament, first proper paddle tournament.
Keyword there, pro.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but no, being genuine here, it's not knocking you. It's just that you've only all been playing the last few months. Yeah. How are people becoming pros already?
Yeah, I know. I did wonder the same. I got invited to play in this thing. I was like, I feel violently underprepared. I'm not even sure I fully know all the rules.
Okay, I'm annoyed because we were going to start this paddle cult together. Yeah. We were going to get in the pyramid scheme together, drink the Kool-Aid together, and now we've still not played, and now you're going off and getting involved in celebrity tournaments.
This is it. So, Jordan, this is the truth of it. I'm pleased you brought this up. So, yes, I'm playing for Jason Manford's team. So it's like a Joe Marler team and a Jason Manford team. I'm part... Jason Manford's asked me to join his team.
What, isn't the comedian Jason Manford?
Yeah.
Big into paddle?
Yeah.
So he's just mad.
He calls it a cult. Jordan calls it a cult, right? There's lots of people in this sort of cult of paddle.
It is anyway, a cult.
I've signed up to the tournament. The thing is, Jordan, you're right. And I think if you'd put a bit more time into playing with me, we could be doing this sort of stuff together. But you went out on your own. And now, now you don't like what you're seeing.
I have offered many a time to play paddle with you, but you're too busy. I have offered.
The truth of this is, you don't like that I've been booked for this thing and not you.
No, I don't. I'm not bothered. I'm more bothered that
I'm not bothered.
I'm not bothered. I'm more annoyed that you're going on this paddle journey without me when we said we would do it together.
I know.
We were bros, man. We were bros.
I know, and I look forward to a day where perhaps we can look at that again. Now, right now, we are not together.
I'm going to say it. You're a paddle floozy. You'll play with anyone. You will. Jason Manford, not me. Know where your loyalties rely, my friend. Don't you worry.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need to reapply, maybe for you, though I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you need my love, my
Sabrina Carpenter, a busy woman on Capital Breakfast. This gets worse. So not only are you playing paddle with, what's his name, Jason Manford, and who have you been partnered up with?
Well, I don't know yet because I don't think they announced the partnerships.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure.
Oh. But now he's playing paddle today with Ollie, our barber, our friend.
You two and Ollie, it's like the custody of the barber.
Ollie's my...
between us,
your
don't
two bitter exes, yeah.
Ollie's my paddle partner. Oh, I'm so, this is new. It's somber. It's undressed on Capital. You had a dream.
Summertime Ball.
With Barclaycard.
Confirmed artist.
Hey, this is Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
And I know that you've been waiting for me, and I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all up on you. I know you got that fever for me, 102. And boy, I know I feel the same, my temperature's through the roof. If it's a camera up and hit and it's only you, put me where I do. If it's a camera up and hit and I best, like I just click on YouTube. Close a beer on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. Cause baby, I'm up in my business like a Wendy interview. But this is private between you and I. Touch my body, put me on the floor. I'll hug your body tighter than my favorite jeans. I want you to caress me like a tropical breeze and float away with you in my Caribbean sea. If it's a camera up and hit and it's only you, put me when I do. If it's a camera up and hit and I best, like I just click on YouTube. Close a beer on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. Cause baby, my business like a wedding interview. But this is private between you and I. Touch my body.
Summertime baller, Mariah Carey. Touch My Body is playing for you at 6:15 on Capital Breakfast. Just 12 days to go now until Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. The only way in is to win, and we are giving you the chance to be there after 8 o'clock today. He says, Jordan, I don't know how Chris can sit opposite you knowing he's cheating on you. What a guy. Couldn't imagine Sean doing that to you. Sean, he wouldn't do that. You wouldn't cheat on me, I'm Pat.
Chris, I'm not even invited.
You can play. I'm going to sort us all the game out one day. Right, let's do this for a Tuesday morning.
It's Ryan time.
It's time for our game. We're getting the rhyming time. We'll win you something fine.
Yeah, so you're going to get asked a series of questions. The answer to all of these questions will rhyme. You've got 30 seconds to get as many rhymes as you can. Yesterday, Charlotte and Cheltenham got all nine. Like all the way to nine, which is, I think, as high as you can really get at the time.
We have had a 10 once.
I'm
sure we did, didn't we, once?
Yeah.
I think
you might be right.
But it's very rare.
It takes a whole set of circumstances to be working there. Jordan to be on form, you guys to be on form, but it was good yesterday, all the way to nine.
Your souls need to entwine, okay? Entangle your soul with Jordan's and magic can happen. And then if you're top for the leaderboard by Friday, you will win the UK's number one mug. It's huge.
So if you think you're brave enough to do it, send the word time to 83958. That's time to 83958 on an actual proper text message. And just to let you know, producer Jimmy is back. And he's fuming that we gave away three mugs last week on Rhyme Time.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen on his watch, would it?
No. So if you want to take it on today, time to 83958 and we'll get you on next.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get festival ready for less with pre-loved fashion.
Next Door are winning the lawn wars again. Trimmed edges, fresh stripes, and then there's yours. Long, wild and definitely not making the cut. That's why AO's got the lawnmowers that'll make your neighbours green with envy. Why we deliver the next day. And why we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify, visit AO.com/trust. Delivery charges and geographical restrictions may apply.
The £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, four McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. Yeah. It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
He's blue. He's fluffy. And he's crash-landed into Odeon. Gather your Ohana for some mischievous fun.
What an adorable little psychopath.
With the wildly funny Lilo and Stitch on the big screen at Odeon. Book your tickets today at odeon.co.uk or on the Odeon app. Odeon, we make movies better.
With Three's unlimited SIM, you don't just get a great value plan on the UK's fastest 5G network, you get truly unlimited data, perfect for long streaming sessions. And our 3 Plus Rewards app, giving you a £1 coffee from hundreds of local cafes every single week. Search 3 SIM to find out more. 3. Life needs a big network.
Fastest 5G based on Ookla speed test intelligence data July to December 2024. See 3.co.uk/big network. 24-month airtime plan. Credit by 3. Terms apply.
Listen to the sound.
The official Capital app. And home to the best podcasts. Like
The Crisis Room.
Have you ever wondered how the decisions that keep us all safe are really made? Join me, Mark Urban, former Home Secretary Amber Rudd, and former CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos as we unpick some of the major crises facing the world and what's at stake for our future.
Don't you let the music stop now.
Global Player, the official Capital app.
The latest travel for London.
Next. Capital.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Capital Travel Update. Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the travel?
Morning, Jordan. The Rotherhithe Tunnel is closed both ways because of a technical problem, so there are delays this morning. In Wembley, Fifth Way is closed both ways at Third Way after an accident there. The roadworks are continuing on the South Circular in East Dulwich at the Grove, so expect delays again this morning. It's starting to look busy on the M1 southbound to Dunstable South because of works there too. And on the trains, South Eastern services are disrupted at Charing Cross because of a track problem. More in 20 minutes.
Confirmed artist.
Hey guys, it's Benson Boone.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do, like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company, my company. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, cause it feels so mystical, magical, oh baby. Cause once you know, once you know, magical, oh baby. Cause once you know, once you know, my little heart to give, baby, I wanna give you the world. Not saying you gotta chase me, but I wouldn't mind it if you gave me just a little bit of something we can work it with. But all you do is push me out. But I like it anyways, cause I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come.
Try. If heaven had a phone line, would you call me?
Joel Corry and Ella Henderson with 0800 Heaven on Capital Breakfast. 26 minutes past six on your Tuesday morning. It's Jordan, it's Chris, it's Sean. And right now, it's time for this. Let's have some good claps in the studio, please.
It's rhyme time.
This is our game. We'll get the rhyming time. We'll win you something fine. And playing this morning is Nick in Runcorn. Morning, Nick.
Morning.
Morning. Nick is currently just outside the gym. What day is it today in the gym, Nick?
It's shoulder and back day.
Oh, okay. Nice. I did chest yesterday.
I'm too old for this.
It's so funny that people have days in the gym. Mine is always like a wing it. Like, oh, I don't know, a bit of the treadmill, a bit of the bike if it's free. Don't really know what I'm doing with the weights. Avoid them.
Yeah, a bit of this.
I spend most of my time on a vending machine.
Yeah, lovely. Yes, yeah.
Nick, you got 9 yesterday, so you reckon you're going to be able to have a good crack at it this morning?
Oh, it's a bit hard on the phone, isn't it?
It is. Listen, it is hard.
It depends how Jordan pulls his finger out, really.
Exactly. I'll be all right.
You know, he's a regular.
Yeah, it's so true. It is more of a team sport, this, as a double.
It is.
We'll see how this works. Okay, just to remind you of the rules, Nick. You are about to be asked a series of questions. The answer to all of the questions will rhyme. Your job is to answer as many of these questions as you can in 30 seconds. And when the time is up, your total goes onto the weekly leaderboard.
Yeah, then if you are top of that leaderboard by the end of the week, my friend, you will win the UK's number one mug.
Ooh. It's huge.
You can pass at any point, and the word you are rhyming with is heel. H-E-E-L. Heel. All make sense?
Yeah.
Rhyming with the word heel, your time starts now. What should you do with a banana before you eat it?
Peel.
If it's not fake, it's...
meal.
In your car, you place your hands at 10 to 2 on this.
Well, steering wheel.
Noel Edmonds presented which TV show with boxers?
Bat.
Man, I what like a woman?
Peel.
Grey, harp and bearded are all types of which animal?
Cockatiel.
The last name of a famous EastEnders character, Ian...
Beale.
Oh!
Give him Beale.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, you can tell he's back.
He gets Beale. Wait. Surely, he gets Beale. He gets Bill.
Sorry, we're just getting the nod from producer Jimmy, who's back and notoriously very strict with Brian Taylor.
I've always liked Jimmy.
So you passed on a couple. Noel Edmonds presented which TV show with boxes? We were looking for Deal or No Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
well,
grey, harp and bearded are all types of which animal? We were looking for seal.
Yeah. What did you say, Nick?
Cockatiel.
I mean, I'd give you a point just for
a
that.
Bearded cockatiel, you know.
A bearded cockatiel.
They're quite common around our part, then.
Well, all I can say is, Nick, we have loved having you on. I'm afraid it's not a winning score, but it's a very decent score of 5.
Wow, that's horrendous.
It's not too bad. You've not beat yesterday's score, which was 9, but you gave it a good crack, my friend.
It's rhyme time.
Rhyme time back, same time tomorrow. Did he give Ian Beale in the end?
Reluctantly, yes.
Okay, reluctantly. Hey, brand new one now from Lola Young. This is One Thing. It's playing for you at 6:29 on Capital Breakfast.
Oh, hi. I want to take you on a little ride. I want to make you feel so nice. I want to make you feel appreciated when you do. When you deep. I want to show you just what I like. I want to kiss you slow. I want to you off. I want to eat you up. I want to cook you lunch. I want to love you, babe. You know where I want to be. I want you right under me. Can you just live a little bit? I only want one thing.
Young, One Thing on Capital Breakfast, where this morning we established there are no active volcanoes in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and also cockatiels aren't native to Runcorn. Just found that out.
Are they not?
No. You can get,
you get the green parrots where you are.
What are the... No.
Right. Yeah, I do as well. But every town has a different story as to how the green parrots have arrived.
That's so true. What's your one?
Our one is that I think it was Jimi Hendrix or someone was doing a tour.
Right.
And had one of these parrots. It's ended up getting released in Maidenhead. It was something like this.
Oh, our one was to do with the Prince of Egypt being filmed, and they needed a load of parrots for the scene. Where's the famous... place that they film a load of this stuff, like
Pinewood,
and then they accidentally left the cage door open and a load escaped, and now they've bred
and then
them.
They've mated and populated and all of that sort of thing.
Sorry, am I having a fever dream here? A green parrot's a thing in the UK.
Yeah. You've never seen them where you are?
I've seen them in
south of London.
I've seen them in, is it Hyde Park in London?
Yes, but why are they there? Everyone's got a different origin story.
Well, they're just, here's Teddy Swims and Lose Control on Capital.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
The green parrots are parakeets. They are all over the southeast of London. They got released in Crystal Palace in the 1960s. So there's loads
of... Wait a minute, let's just hear the rest of that. So what's their theory?
When a James Bond film has been filmed and they let them all go away and they've multiplied, they're absolutely lovely. They make a little bit of noise. There you go.
I told you, they make a different sound to any other bird. You always know when they're about. Because you just hear them like... Rah!
Okay, so they're saying it was a James Bond film. Mark's texting saying it was Jimi Hendrix. He let two birds go.
Two.
And then they populated. See, it was Jimi Hendrix.
No, you see, because I was looking at my story, I did get it slightly wrong, but there's also a theory that they were filming the African Queen, and again, it was all from the set. They escaped.
This is mad. Jade says they escaped from a studio whilst filming and now live here,
yes,
in East London.
Jade, that's the one I've heard.
And Gav in Croydon says, I heard it was George Michael who released them all.
Wait, George Michael? How he's getting
involved? There's so many... I didn't even know this. Is this just down south then? So there's no parakeets up north.
I think it's a London thing.
Is it?
Why don't we send you up there and release a couple?
Oh, okay.
And then you can become the rumour.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. You know how to play into my ego, Chris. Don't you? You really do. Hey, Six Amers, we announced something yesterday that you're going to want to hear. Let's just say there was one very important person we missed off the lineup for Capital's Summertime Ball. We're going to tell you everything next.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find the hottest festival fits for less.
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane? Or is it a giant gummy monster? Introducing Nerds Gummy Clusters, a delicious, chewy, sweet gummy covered in tangy, crunchy, colourful nerds. The beautiful multi-sensory union that's a monster of a sweet. Unleash your senses and unleash your summer with Nerds Gummy Clusters. For your chance to win gig tickets and your own supply of gummy clusters, head to capitalfm.com.
The £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, four McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. Yeah. It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m, not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty, I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Good morning.
Get up!
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Grab a tasty Greggs deal and buy yourself some time. Then your lunchtime doesn't have to be all about lunch. You could squeeze in a little time. Or some time. Maybe some time. Even some time. Right now for lunch, it's Southern Fried Chicken Goujons, wedges and any drink from only £5 time. Greggs, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey, Jordan. The Rotherhithe Tunnel is closed both ways because of a technical problem, so expect delays this morning. In Edgware, Hale Lane is blocked because a bus has broken down. In Wembley, Fifth Way is closed both ways at Third Way after an accident there. It's starting to look busy on the M1 southbound to Dunstable South because of works. And on the trains, southeastern services are disrupted at Charing Cross and there are minor delays on the DLR via Blackwall. We're in 30 minutes.
Hey, I'm Sam Fender.
Understaffed and overruled by callous hands. The poor nurse was around the clock.
London's number one.
Hit music station.
This is
Capital.
Capital.
Yellow diamonds in the light. And we're standing side by side. As your shadow crosses mine. What it takes to come
and Rihanna. We found love on Capital Breakfast. Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard is less than 2 weeks away. Just 2 weeks away.
I can't believe that. It's gone so quick, hasn't it?
Mm.
It's mad. You know, we've got Mariah Carey, Benson Boone, Will Smith, so many people gracing that stage on the 15th of June. But we did miss one name out, didn't we, Chris?
Yes, we did. We left, we've left out, I think, the most important of all the VIPs at the ball. He's someone that cannot be messed with. Joining us at Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard is...
It's this man. Every day at 7.45, we take him on. But on June 15th, we're going to take him on at Wembley Stadium.
Capital Breakfast on Game.
The Bong Man is coming to Capital Summertime Ball and we are going to be playing at the Bong Game live in front of 80,000 people. The big question is, though, do you listening right now want to come and play along?
Yeah, so we're giving one person the chance to take the Bong Man on live in front of 80,000 people. Are you up for the challenge? You need to get to Global Player right now, click on the Bong Game tab and all the details of how to enter are right there.
I mean... This is mad. This is crazy. This has never been done. They said we couldn't do it. We said we can. This is just, I'm so excited for this. You've got to be brave. You've got to be sociable. You've got to be able to, you know, feel comfortable up on stage. But if you can, not only will you be at the ball, you could leave with a load of money.
Will we get to see what he looks like finally?
Yes!
This is mad!
We're going to see what the Bong Man looks like.
Oh my God. Who's going to be more scary, the Bong Man or Mariah Carey?
Oh, I don't know which
one. Who's got more demands?
I know. That's the thing. Oh, this is going to be so good. So, one more time, all you got to do is get to Global Player right now to enter, and hopefully we will see you at the ball. Are you brave enough to take on the bong man in front of 80,000 people at Wembley Stadium for Capital's Summertime Ball? Here's with the MC, Bees and Honey. Show me love.
Show me love, don't need no money. Don't need nobody. Just need your body.
Me feel special. No heaven on earth if I can't be with you. Show me your eyes so I can tell the truth. Ooh, I got so high, oh, I can't leave. I got your body all over my mind. I got so high, I'm off my feet. We up in the clouds with the sun in our eyes. Telling me you feel fine. Never leave, never leave, never leave, never leave, never leave in your side. Wanna keep you in my life, don't need to move. Whenever you here, I feel like I can't lose. Baby, I wanna ride with you a while. Oh, I got so high, oh, I can't.
Just circle back to the parakeets for a second. There are so many messages coming in about these theories. If you just joined us, it was the wrong answer in the bong game today. Not the bong game, rhyme time. Shaw says, morning guys, I live in Kent. Parakeets are everywhere here. Sean's absolutely right. They have their own noise. They are also known when they're there. I heard they escaped in Hyde Park and love our ecosystem.
Oh.
There's so many theories about why parakeets, whatever they're called, are in the south of England. Let's get on to it next.
Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
It's whatever, it's whatever, it's whatever you like. Turn this appetite into a club. I'm talking drink, dance, smoke, free, party all night. Gumbe, gumbe, go, what's up?
I'll put it, I'll put it, I'll put it, I'll put it, I'll put it,
Do you know this song? I'm just going to put it out there as like a little note to anyone who's got like a baby in one of those bouncer seats. They will go mad to that song.
Will they?
Ruby used to go absolutely bonkers to it. It's something about it. It does thing to kids, that song. It's like the rhythm.
Mm. Rosé and Bruno Mars with Appetite that kids and babies love on Capital Breakfast. Kia says, sorry to disappoint, but they were 100% released parakeets more recently when Gatwick Zoo closed down. They escaped. And that's why there is loads now in the UK. We just started this conversation because it was on Rhyme Time today. I thought parakeets were just native to Mexico and Texas, but apparently there's a lot in the UK and we're getting so many texts about them this morning.
Yeah, well, I was saying there's so many different origin stories. Some people think Jimi Hendrix released them. Other people seem to be blaming George Michael.
Yeah, he's got caught up in
Why
it.
Why not? There's all sorts of different stories. But we did suggest that maybe this is just more of a southern thing. They are all over the UK. You've seen these pictures here. This is from Trev and Cal the Roofers. They've just seen a load in Manchester.
Yeah, there they are, the little green parakeets. You see them all over and they sort of, they do sound different to the British birds.
Wayne says, we've got them in Bradford. Becky says, there's parakeets in Sheffield. Somebody's texting saying, Jordan, Tony here from Bolton, I can tell you now that parakeets are all over the Northwest and in Burnley too. I've never seen green birds in Burnley in my life. Sounded a bit wrong, that, but I haven't. So they are definitely native to Britain now.
Well, they are now. That's it. They're everywhere, and that's how these things start. But if you want to start a rumour that you released them in the North, we'll back you up on it.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's good, you know, because these are the stories that stand the test of time.
Right, so you heard Jimi Hendrix release them down south.
Yes.
So up north, Jordan North released them.
But you need a backstory. Why? Where, how did you have them?
I ordered two off eBay and then had to move down south for showbiz. Followed the lights of showbiz and then right. Released my parakeets up north because I couldn't have them in my flat in London because my landlord wouldn't allow them. And that's why we've got them up north now.
Right.
There you go.
There you are.
That's the story.
Spread the rumours, people.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find pre-loved fashion to create your festival look.
The next train departing from Platform 2 will take you to Productive Playlists. Bonding over tea breaks, team building, and after-work socials. Oh, and for those trying the new sandwich shop at lunch, we've heard that the queue goes fast, and you really have to try the spicy halloumi wrap.
When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking. We are preparing for a departure from big roaming charges. Download the Saily eSIM app and use the code SAILYUK to get 15% off any Saily plan in more than 200 destinations until September 30th. All terms at saily.com.
Summer fashion announcement. Stripes are in, darling. Oh, and also florals. Groundbreaking, we know. Pastels and block colors, too. Basically, you choose. From breathable floral duvet sets to modular wardrobes and stripy blockout blinds, IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous! Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA. The wonderful everyday.
The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like. The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's, and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subjects availability, participating restaurants only.
Britain's rail network. Helping you stay connected to the people, places and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
The latest news. Next. Capital.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching.
Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at 250 million euros. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 7. 18 years after she went missing, police are starting a new search for Maddie McCann. The three-year-old went missing on a family holiday in Portugal in 2007. Journalist Robin Swan is following the story.
It's a parcel of land that is owned by multiple private individuals, so lots of permissions have been sought. So one assumes they have something interesting or something serious as a lead to go on.
German police are leading the search as the main suspect is a German man. Kristen Bruckner is in prison for a different crime but denies any involvement in Maddie's disappearance. A fourth man is being questioned in connection with a series of fires at homes linked to the Prime Minister. He was arrested at London Stansted Airport yesterday. New figures show cancer survival rates are higher than they were 50 years ago. A report from Cancer Research UK says it's down to better diagnosis and treatment as well as fewer people smoking. The Lionesses can book their place in the semi-final of the Women's Nations League later. They're getting ready to face Spain in Barcelona tonight. And Brooklyn Pelt Beckham says he ignores the noise about his relationship with his wife Nicola. We've heard loads of reports about a fallout between the couple and the rest of the Beckham family, but he says he keeps his head down and scrolls past the stuff he sees online.
Capital weather.
Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Cloudy in London this morning, and we could see some rain as well. Still feeling warm, though, with highs of 19. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
All right, then, legends, it's 7 o'clock. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, alongside Paddle Judas, Chris Stark, and my bestie, Sean Welby.
No, not taking it personally at all, then.
No, it's fine. You go off and play paddle with whoever you want.
If you've missed it, they've fallen out this morning, haven't you?
They're not falling out. He's just he's well oversensitive today.
No,
watch
I'm
out,
not.
Everyone.
I'm fine.
Okay, well, as long as you are. Listen, I've got a little warning for everyone listening right now that will stop you getting cancelled, potentially.
Oh.
So I think it's in everyone's interest, this next thing. Listen up, we'll get into it. We'll get into it next.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running now, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. How would you lay me down to the dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we
Breakfast.
The right is way, working life.
through the walls inside your house. I can be the cat, baby, you can be the mouse. We can love off things that we know nothing about. We can go forever until you wanna say.
Gigi Perez and Sailor Song are on Capital Breakfast. Helen says, yes, I agree with Chris. Jordan is sensitive today. The normal sprinkle sparkle isn't in his voice. Give him a hug.
I am fine.
Are you actually? Do you need a hug?
I'm fine.
Do you want a hug?
Maybe I do want a hug.
What's
come
happened?
Come on,
share with everyone. Are you okay?
Well, it's just, thanks, Shai.
Come
just,
on. It's all right.
What is it?
You'll be invited to another game one
thank
day.
Thank you,
right?
Mate.
Don't worry about it.
I won't hear a bad word said about it.
What's happened?
It's just me mate's got off and played paddle with someone
else. Is it just that, though, or is there deeper issue?
I'm fine. Yesterday, we did a public service announcement, thank you for your hug, to say, don't take a flake to bed. That's what we said.
That
today,
was your calamity, should we just say.
don't take a flake to bed, kids. Today, we've got another one. What are you saying, Chris?
Today's public service announcement is always check your cards.
Okay.
What, like your bank cards?
No, like cards that you would give at a birthday party or a Christmas or whatever it is. I'll tell you for why. So we had a load of family round at my in-laws over the weekend on Sunday, just doing a little barbecue thing. Now, my nephew was heading off to a birthday party for a girl that's in his class. So he's only 8.
Mm.
So I can't remember what the theme of this birthday party was. I think it was like a gymnastics thing or something
nice.
Like that. But my sister-in-law realised that they didn't have a card. So my mother-in-law said, well, just go and get a card from the box. You know there's always a box of cards.
Yes.
They're like sort of leftover cards. They're so useful in so many situations.
Mums and grandmas are class for this. They have a drawer full of greetings cards for every occasion. It's like walking into a card factory, isn't it? I need one of these.
Me too, because my mum has always done this. Yeah. I thought it was just my mum. This is hilarious.
Maybe it's an age thing.
The card
at some point,
box.
The card box just happens.
It's good to have. Anyway, gone. So he goes to the card box.
Yeah, so he's gone to the card box. He picks one out. All looks fine. It's perfect. It sort of looks kiddie, dancing fruit in party hats. Now, just before my nephew left for the party, my sister-in-law thought she'd just check to see what he's written inside the card. And only then has my sister-in-law properly looked at the card and realised, yes, it was fruit, but it's a picture of two melons and the phrase, shake your melons, it's your birthday.
No! Not at an 8-year-old's birthday!
He's 8.
No! That's amazing. He just saw two cute little dancing watermelons.
Party hats.
Yeah.
Oh. What did he say on it? Shake your melons. It's your birthday. Have a look.
Let me see. Oh, fantastic. Oh, bless. Okay. Imagine the parents if they'd have seen that one from him.
Oh, I wish they had.
Brilliant.
So my advice to everyone this morning, check your cards. Always check your cards. Don't be cancelled.
There you go. Take that with you wherever you're going today. Here's Tate McRae, Revolving Door.
I'll say I'm good, but I might be in denial. Takes one call, and that undoes the dial. Baby, I'll try to call you off like a bad habit. Try to call you off like a bad habit. But it keep coming back like a revolving door. Said I don't want you less, but I just want you more. So I keep coming. Said I want you less, but I just want you more. Shut it down. Thought I tried, then you come on round. Put me good, put me up, then I gotta move down. That I get from a genty couch. Oh, how. Keep coming back.
Tate McRae and Revolt.